Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, the Football Association of Ireland is in yet more turmoil this evening after the man chosen as its new interim CEO decided not to take up his appointment. John Foley had agreed to take over from Noel Mooney, whose period at the helm of the FAI ended at the weekend. He was due to address staff at Abbottstown this morning, but at the last minute decided the role was not for him. The latest crisis comes after a Sports Ireland audit on the troubled association was referred to an Garda Síochána. The Sunday Times reported yesterday how the audit found the FAI blew €69,000 on a James Bond-themed 50th birthday party for its then-CEO John Delaney in 2017. Now, it's understood €50,000 was repaid by Mr Delaney. The bash was hosted in the Mount Juliet Resort in Kilkenny and organised by the well-known wedding planner Franck. Emmett Malone is the soccer correspondent for the Irish Times and he joins me now. It did seem, Emmett Malone, it was all systems go for John Foley taking over this morning, walking in as the new boss of the FAI. What happened?
Yeah, that does seem to be the most remarkable part of all of this. It had been known for a month or so, or maybe perhaps a little bit more, that John Foley was on the way into the FAI. His name was floated quite a while ago. It had become more of a certainty over the past few weeks, and he was in place in Abbottstown a lot of last week, basically completing a handover with Noel Mooney. So it seems to be that the deal was done, but there appears to have been intervention by the minister, or at least it became known that he would be unhappy and that this would be an unhelpful appointment in terms of restoring relations between the association and the government. And at the last moment, Foley seems to have decided that it was best not to try to proceed with it.
So what is John Foley saying at this stage about that decision?
Well, he hasn't said anything very much since the statement this morning, which was issued to RT and to Tony O'Donoghue, I think, which was basically that, he'd kind of taken soundings, but that on the basis that there wasn't the kind of required level of support from the various stakeholders, that he had decided it would be in the best interests of everyone not to proceed. And I think those stakeholders are, you know, the key stakeholders that he was talking about are the minister and the Department of Sport. I think everybody else was on board here. Certainly the association, although there would have been some kind of critics of the appointment within the association, and this goes back to probably what Shane Ross's objection is, although he hasn't articulated that publicly, is that John Foley was a member of a committee in the FAI called the National League Executive Committee. It was essentially the board of the League of Ireland, and that committee was supposed to run in a particular way with appointments from clubs, etc. But it was very much seen as something that became one of the many kind of committees that was just run by John Delaney. He made appointments to it. It didn't follow its own rules, and it would have been a focal point for criticism by League of Ireland clubs, who have done a lot to assert their kind of position again over the last 6 months or so since John Delaney left, and perhaps a little bit before that. So, once again, this was somebody who had previous connections with John Delaney. I don't think he would have been in recent times seen as any great ally of his or whatever, but there would have been a frustration in parts of the FAI and certainly outside of it that when it came time to appoint somebody with a key responsibility for bringing the association forward, they didn't seem able to find anybody who wasn't already in John Delaney's contact book, and that would have caused frustration, you know, both inside and outside the organisation. That said, Sport Ireland were on board, the FAI, you know, even quite a few of the people who would have been very critical of Delaney during his time in charge did see him as somebody who could do some good at this point, and probably one of the roles envisaged for him in what was to be a 6 month fixed contract was that he would do some of the unpleasant work that is seen as inevitable as a result of the organisation's financial position before a longer-term successor came in.
And when we look at what's been happening since this became clear this morning, have we had any announcements from the FAI or from Sport Ireland or from any of these people or from Shane Ross and his people in the Department of Sport saying, you know, we regret the decision by Mr Foley to not take up the appointment?
Yeah, the FAI has certainly expressed regret that he hasn't that he's not to take up the position, and I think they're having a board meeting around about now. It wasn't originally to discuss the situation because I didn't think they thought they had a situation to discuss. It was originally to consider their financial report, which has to go out to members this this week if there's to be a reconvened AGM by the end of the year. So they are now discussing that. I think they don't have I'm not quite sure how you rustle up a stand-in CEO at very short notice. One possible solution to the situation would be to go back to Paul Cook, who's now vice president of the association, who I think it was known had expressed an interest in the position beforehand, whether he'd still be interested, whether they would want to go to somebody who they didn't seem to think it would be a great idea to go to in the first place. You know, who knows? But they're discussing that at the moment. They are currently in a situation where they badly need strong leadership and they don't have any.
And I imagine if for people involved in football right around the country, they're saying, when are we going to get any money to invest in the game and to invest in young people?
Yeah, for sure. I think I think that's a key element for a lot of people. We've had the Arctus Committee on Sport members coming out and saying that they want to see the money restored. I don't think Ross is in such a hurry. I think he's laid his cards on the table here again, that he wants to see this kind of regime change completed at the association before he supports the kind of full restoration, although he has kind of identified particular areas that he's willing to get back into funding. I was talking to the TD, Mark McSharry, earlier on, and he was posted in the papers over the weekend as saying that he would like to see somebody like Paddy Bonner go in. He was saying to me there that he's not so hung up on the on personality, but he does want to see something done to move the situation forward pretty dramatically. And I think that would be a view that's very widely held. But there would be people, I think, who, while they'd be no great political supporters of Ross, would share his view that what was set out here was a desire for complete change, and that if you still have people who are tied to the old regime and still have perhaps at least the perception that they might have vested interests in some of the outcomes here, then that would be better if that change was completed.
Emmett Malone of the Irish Times, thank you very much.